Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Happy hump day this Wednesday. This is Beth with Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. So what's up? Happy hump day again. Thank you for tuning in to this Wednesday edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Originally, this broadcast was supposed to air Monday morning at 11, but I postponed it to Tuesday morning, and then had to postpone it again to this morning. Oh, really, what happened on Monday, I wanted to do some more reading and research. Then we had a big storm here in Jackson, Mississippi, Monday evening, which prevented me from doing a little bit more reading on this important topic that I've always been fascinated with since my childhood, the topic of UFOs. Today's topic is UFOs. Is seeing really believing? And do UFOs really exist? So let's talk about the existence or the non-existence of UFOs. I'll even share my UFO sighting experience as a young girl here in Jackson, Mississippi. But there's been reports. I think the recent report I was just reading a couple hours ago, I had heard about a report of a few UFO sightings in Chicago this past weekend, but I had just read another story, which I tweeted on my, which I tweeted earlier at Beth Williams, at BETHWMS. Earlier this morning, I tweeted different news stories regarding UFO conventions and UFO sightings. Stories. I even tweeted a recent story that locally here was reported by Darren Dio, I believe, at Channel 16 WAPT News, where they had reported a story regarding a sighting that occurred in 77 by a sheriff in a town called Flora, Mississippi. And that's going to be one of the subjects at a convention which will be held here in Jackson, Mississippi, the capital of Mississippi, next week on April the 16th. There's going to be a UFO conference. Yes, a UFO conference here in Jackson. I don't know, maybe an organizer or one of the presenters might call in. You never know. But the conference would be at the Jackson Convention Center downtown on April the 16th. I believe on the 15th, one of the presenters would do a book signing, Tom Carey. He's the author of Witness to Roswell. He's going to do a book signing on April the 15th at Lemuria Books here in Jackson. But then on April the 16th, when the actual convention is scheduled, he would be a speaker from 10 to 12. And he, along with others, would be speaking about, the existence of UFOs. Their website, the convention's website, because they're expecting people from all over the world to come to this convention, to this conference, is msufo.com. MS, that's the abbreviation for Mississippi, so I'm assuming that's what the MS stands for, Mississippi UFO Conference, msufo.com. If you visit that website, then you can get more instructions on what the conference entails. And the cost is a very economical price cost, $5, $10, $15. Like I said, it's going to start, Tom Carey will speak from 10 to 12, then there'll be a lunch break, and then the other presenters will speak. And I'm so glad this reporter is back in town, because he left like 10 years ago when he worked for another news channel, Channel 12, but now he's back with Channel 16. Darren Dito, like I said, he did a report last month about the sighting that occurred in 77. And he would be hosting that conference. You know, I don't know. It looked like I might be going to that conference. I thought I would be heading to Dallas because I'm working on getting in school at Avita Institute Dallas. But the 16th is just next week, so I have a UFO story to share also. And like I said, I've always been, before my mom and my sister and I seen this humongous UFO, back around the same time the sheriff in Florida seen the UFO. If you visit that website, MSUFO, you will see his story. Or if you read my Twitter, where I tweeted the 16th story, you will actually see the interview with Darren Ditto, where he talks with the sheriff about that story. But feel free to call in and share your thoughts about the existence and the non-existence of UFOs. The call-in number is 714-409-0614. So in the meantime, I'm going to tell you about my sighting of a UFO. My mom and my sister and I live in Jackson, Mississippi. It's a, you know, small to medium-sized city. And so we were in the city. We went in the country. We was in the actual city, in the suburb area of Jackson, excuse me. And we were in an area, like we live on the north side of Hyco Park, where we were on the south side, leaving a relative's home. And as we prepared to cross a railroad track near a power plant, we noticed now this is when Third Encounter of the First Kind, what was the name of that movie? That was real popular, and I had been watching that movie over and over again anyway, so it looked like something from Hollywood, to be honest, but it was spooky also. But back to the story. Okay, my mom was driving, my sister was in the passenger seat, I was on the back seat. My sister and I think we noticed it first, something huge. And even though it was nighttime, it probably was around 9:30, we noticed something huge, round, oval-shaped. Even in the dark, it appeared to be a metallic silver. You know, those dark metallic silver, like some cars are dark metallic silver. And it had the multicolored rainbow lights surrounding it, like at a rock concert or just any concert, when the stage lights are multicolored and blinking on stage, those lights were surrounding the aircraft and just blinking and beaming away. My mother slowed down. So then my sister and I started to panic because that's when, you know, a lot of those UFO sighting stories have been in national news and international news, and people would say sometimes their cars would stall and so on. So my sister and I, we panicked because the car had slowed down. Well, my mother was really slowing the car down so we could get a better look. So we were just in amazement because that was not something, it couldn't have been anything American. Maybe it could have been something American made, but it was something we had never seen, only on TV, in the movies. You know, and her stories about people seeing UFOs. So we were just in amazement. We were like, oh, my God, wait a second. That's a UFO. We could not believe it. And we were in so much amazement also to the fact how it hovered over the car. And then it eased up and just vanished. I mean, it wasn't anything small. It was humongous. It was round. It was oval-shaped. It had multicolored blinking lights around the edges. After the show, because I told Channel 16 when they ran the story about a month ago, I told them I had seen the UFO also. It might have been the same one that the sheriff had seen, but that my family and I had seen the UFO, and I told them I would sketch a picture and tweet it. So after the show, I will sketch a picture of what my mother and my sister and I witnessed. Maybe my sister's awake, and maybe she'll call in and tell her point of view. And that's not the only UFO that my sister has seen. In later years, when she and her husband were residing in Dallas, Texas. They saw a UFO. So only they can really tell you what they saw, but they described it to me as something orange. And I think there were other reports that somebody else had seen, other people had seen something orange, unidentifiable, flying in the air in Dallas. So maybe one day in the near future you all can hear my sister and her husband, my brother-in-law's story about their sighting. But my mom and I, we were talking the other day. We were like, oh, my God. Because people should believe people when they say they believe they were abducted. Because we could have easily been abducted at night. My mom and I were just talking about that the other day. We were like, wow, we could have easily been abducted. Because just like it zoomed up and flew away, it could have done something else. You know, beamed us up or some kind of way abducted us. So that was a blessing. It was a blessing to see something like that, but it was a blessing that nothing else happened, that we only saw it, because other stories that we hear, people being abducted, and then even some people missing. We don't know, and some people missing. Wow, it might be foul play, but UFO-type foul play, huh? It gives us something to think about. Really, call in and give your perspective on UFOs and seeing, really believing. Do they really exist? Do you believe these stories? Believe me, I am telling the honest truth. When I say my mom and sister and I saw a humongous UFO. And I was in the third grade, and that was 76, 77. And it was around this time of year, so it must have been 77 because I know I was in the third grade at Green Elementary School here in North Jackson. And that next morning, because I love going to school early and eating breakfast, and people that know me know that I like, some people might refer to me as the B word, but people that know me know that I, and even though I'm a shy person too, people that know me know that I love people, and I talk to people of all, I've always been the type of person to interact with people of all backgrounds, ages, and everything. So as soon as I went to school at age, in the third grade, that morning, I immediately talked to the cafeteria, the women and men in the cafeteria, the janitors, the teachers, my classmates. If you ask anybody that was at Green Elementary that next day, it was on a Monday because that was a Sunday night that we seen the UFO. That Monday morning, I went to school and I told everybody about what we witnessed. You know, some people might have said, that little girl is crazy. But, yeah, I saw, yeah. But a lot of people seem like they believe me. Somebody, that was a very, that area, that, like I said, that's not wasn't in a country area. That's a residential area. So we've seen it. Obviously, more people saw that UFO. But I don't remember seeing any news reports on the news about it. So that's why that story is so important right now. I was visiting the Mississippi UFO Conference website earlier, and they have an area. They had. I'm on the air. Oh my God, my mother is talking about a UFO right now. My mother is in the room with me, and she's talking about the UFO. And I'm laughing at my mom. But back to what I was saying, it's very pertinent for people to, if they witness that the UFO, if they think they witnessed the UFO that the sheriff had seen, to visit the website, and because they're working on a book about that website, that a UFO sighting in Floral, Mississippi. Now, it seems like that might have been the same UFO that that my mom and sister and I had seen. I don't know. But right here, when you visit the website, you will see, did you see the UFO near Florida the night of February 10th, 1977? If so, please call 601-906-5850. 1958. A book has been written on the 1977 Florida incident. Now, this was in Jackson in a residential area, in a business area, near a big body of water, Lake Hyco. So I don't know if they, I don't know. But if people in that area, if they remember that, I mean, should speak up also, because Florida is a town that's not far from Jackson, and especially North Jackson, because we were in North Jackson area. But, yeah, my mom's getting involved in the conversation in the background talking about UFOs. And, you know, I don't know. This is a perfect time for me to be on right now, because one thing about it, I love listening to talk radio around this time in the morning, because usually the topics on some talk radio channels be the topic of UFOs and Loch Ness Monster and paranormal activities and things like that, serial killers and stuff like that. Topics like that really intrigue me. But, again, the conference would be on April the 16th, and the presenters at this academic event will expound on the past and present research, specifically on the 1947 UFO crash in Roswell, New Mexico, and the 1980s sightings at RAF Bentwaters in Rendlesham near, let's make sure I pronounce it right, Ipswich, England. But, I wish my sister would call in and say something. But my mother's in the background. She's confirming that, yeah, we actually seen a UFO. I mean, my mother actually seen a UFO. Like I said, I only have about 8 more minutes. So please call in and share your experience or your thoughts or your beliefs or disbeliefs in UFOs. And how much does the media know about UFOs? How much does the government? How much does the government know about UFOs? How much are they willing to allow us to know about the existence of UFOs? What does the government know about the existence of UFOs? This period, have you seen one yourself? And feel free to send me, tweet me, email me, view my profile. Also, I want to thank everybody for viewing my profile and supporting the show. It's still in developing stages. I want to thank my co-host, my Thursday's co-host, Mr. Big Mike, that dude Smith, for co-hosting with me on Thursdays. And occasionally on Mondays, my co-host would be DJ Swagger, also known as Derek Richardson, and he's also a hairstylist and a brow artist, so I want to thank him in advance. Hopefully if not next Monday, he'll do the following Monday. Next Monday, I'm supposed to be interviewing 2 local Jackson, Mississippi opera singers who have been invited to travel to Los Angeles for opera works. So if you're into opera and you love opera, keep your ears and eyes open to that. And it should be Monday morning. Should be Monday morning, that interview right there. So I'll be tweeting that and posting that info on Facebook and on my profile at Culture Shock Entertainment -Beth. Okay? But back to the stories. It just amazes me. It fascinates me, really, about UFOs. And also, when you visit that, the website about the conference that will be held next week, they provide a lot of information, but then also there's the contact person if you want more information for you to email at that site. And so I'll probably be talking more about it, especially if I attend the conference, which it looks like I will be. I'll be talking more get interviews and share information, because a lot, there are, like I said, when you visit the website, you'll see people coming from everywhere. And I tweeted where some recent conferences and conventions have been held in New Jersey and some other states just in the past couple of weeks and this past weekend. So people like to get together and share their credible stories. I mean, these are not hoax stories, true, real-life stories. So I really thank you all for tuning in. We have a few more minutes. And if your friends missed the show, just tell them they can listen to it, or if you want to listen to the show again, the show's archived. Just visit my profile and friend and follow me. Friend and follow me so we can chat in the chat room. If you friend and follow me, you have access to the chat room where we can chat in the chat room about different topics. Now, we will be on air as usual Thursday night at 11 Central Standard Time. And that dude and I will be talking about springtime. Something very fun and lighthearted. What do you like about springtime? We'll be talking about things from cuisine to music to sports. And we invite you to talk with us and to call us at 714-409-0614. Now, you have about 4 minutes. Feel free to call in to tell me what's up in your area, in your city. What's up in Jackson right now? It's a chilly, chilly morning. But it's supposed to get warmer later on this afternoon. I have my green tea waiting for me when I get off the air. I drink my green tea with my honey inside. And and enjoy the day. I mean, we should be grateful and thankful to have our days to share alone or and with others. But again, if you really want to call in and talk about UFOs, it's saying really believing. I believed in UFOs anyway, but when my mom and sister and I saw that, had no choice but to believe. You know, that I was in the third grade then. I think they was working on unveiling those stealth airplanes around that time. And so what was already, like, publicly known in the media regarding production or anything by the military was, oh, the stealth airplanes and the building of space shuttles. What we saw was way more advanced than a stealth airplane or any space shuttle. Very advanced. And that was in 76, 77. Makes you go, huh? Yes, it does. So, again, feel free to email me, tweet me. I have an email. When you visit my profile, the email address is bcwcompanies@hotmail.com. You can email me at cultureshockentertainment@yahoo.com. It's written out completely. KULTUREShockentertainment@yahoo.com. This is kind of fun doing the early morning deal, because really my show's broadcast on Mondays and Thursdays. Mondays at 11 and Thursdays at 11, but 11 a.m. on Mondays and 11 p.m. on Thursdays. Except occasionally, probably, especially when DJ Swagger is co-hosting, occasionally, since he has like fantastic music, probably will do some shows on Monday nights. But time is almost up, and so I must wish you all a very blessed hump day. And hopefully I'll speak with some of you on Thursday. And visit that website regarding the conference. Maybe I'd be able to speak with some of the participants in the near future, and you all too, at msufo.com. And I thank you again so much in your feedback, in your support, and your future participation. Call in. I don't growl. Okay, well, time is up, and you all be good. And visit my Mark Cosmetics website at mymarkstore-BethanyWilliams. Thank you, and God bless. I love you all. See you next time. Talk with you next time. You have been listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, blogtalkradio.com. My profile is blogtalkradio.com, Culture Shock Entertainment, -Beth. Again, I thank you for your support.